I know the music is a little different, but it's okay because we're bringing on a different person from Mayor D.C. Reeves. Instead today, we've got Pensacola City Administrator David Stafford with us, former supervisor of elections, and then, you know, he left to do some work with CISA, the Internet Security Agency for the United States, and now he is back as the Pensacola City Administrator. David, been a while. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. Love that bumper music. If you haven't seen it, one of my favorite clips is the Foo Fighters playing at Wembley Stadium, and Dave Grohl gets behind the drum kit and brings out John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page on bass and guitar. Respect. And the capper was Taylor Hawkins came out from behind the drum kit.
Oh, wow.
The late, great Taylor Hawkins, and he sang. So if you haven't seen that, it's worth it.
I have to go look that up. And you're a drummer yourself is kind of why we did it, because, you know, a little honor where it's due.
I pretend. That's right.
So before we get into talking about city business, let's just do a quick for people who might be interested. What's life been like for David Stafford since he was a supervisor of elections and he no longer has to care about, every hot Tuesday in November?
I will always care about every hot Tuesday in November. Once the election bug bites you, you're election administrator for life. But no, it was great. Almost 20 years in that, and then I had an opportunity to go do some good work with the Department of Homeland Security, and then I did a quick stint at a election technology company, and then this opportunity came about and met with the mayor and my friend Tim Kinsella. Talked to them about it and ultimately, agreed to, first of all, DC offered me the job, and then I agreed to take it. And it's been a whirlwind ever since. I can tell you, there's almost 900 wonderful folks working day in and day out on behalf of the citizens of the city of Pensacola, doing great work. And so I've spent the first, it's just a little over a month. We're getting oriented, meeting with all the department directors and going out and, meeting with the, went to all of the fire stations and met with, toward them and met with the good folks that are out there keeping us safe, including right now with the Keep the Wreath Green. Had lots of conversations and went over to the police department. And then in the rest of the city departments, there's a lot going on and good people at work every day. So it's a real privilege to be back working for the city that I was born in, that I love and raised a family and worked. So it's wonderful.
And you've been, 3 months? Is that right? 4 months? 2 months? What has it been?
No, just a month.
A month? Oh, brand new. You're a baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are on people's minds. As the administrator, you're kind of responsible for everything. I mean, you execute the mayor's vision, whatever's been approved by council, and you're accountable to him. And then, of course, all the employees report to you. You're the direct report. The Reimagine Palafox project on track to start in January, right?
Yep, absolutely. January 5th, Monday, January 5th. So it's wrapping up the holiday season and then getting to work with the incentivized completion date of May 24th. So it's going to be a real sprint. I think the initial kickoff meeting happened with all the folks involved. I believe it was earlier this week. And so it is, hot and heavy preparation and a lot, has gone into that project a lot of good work's being done, and it's so it's here. It's almost here.
Right. I mean, we're a month and 2 days
exactly
out, so it's right away. So first
right.
question: do we know yet? Do you know? And I understand you may not, but where is it going to start first? Is it going to start at the ends at Garden and Main Street, and then work its way in? Where is it all going to just get closed on January 5th, and we're throwing up fences and signs and all the stuff? Like, what's the plan right now?
Yeah, my understanding is the footprint will that is the kind of the first thing that the footprint will be laid out, and the fencing goes up. And then to your point though, if you followed the discussions, which I know you did,
of course,
the idea was both being able to start at the north end and the south end, and then work their way into the middle.
Right.
And then the hope is that as they you know, go block by block. If they can clear a block to open, they would do that even before the entire project is completed.
Think of two tunnelers on opposite sides of the mountain working their way in and opening the tunnel as they go.
Correct.
Okay. And the second question, just a, kind of a different question, but the bollards, the, you know, obviously for security and safety, especially after New Orleans, was a big topic of discussion. My understanding is those were not included in the final price and design because of price, but you are asking the legislature to fund those. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's my understanding, is that it was both the mayor's and the city council's sort of priority list that they've sent to the legislative delegation.
And I'm assuming that the design of what is being done in the first quarter of next year is easily amenable to coming back and installing those after the fact. I mean, the ideal would be to do it at the same time always. But I'm assuming that there's some thought given to, if they do approve this, that installing them later is not going to be, you know, we're not going to have to do this all over again because we're putting bollards in.
That's my understanding.
Okay. The incident with Michael Kimbrell at Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and the Pensacola Police Department, I know what the mayor has said, and I know what the police department has said, and I don't want to get into – certainly it's not your domain to get into the issue of, you know, who was in the right or the wrong. But the offer to have the feeding take place at City Hall or at the Pensacola Police Department parking lot, and that maybe over time there would be a look at the ordinance to see whether this particular space, which is a weird space because it's a park, but it's also a walkway and it's a median, but it's a park, you know, all that kind of stuff. Have any conversations started yet? Have you talked to anybody about either the offer of city council, the city hall property, or the possible tweaking to the ordinances related to the use of that space in the future?
Well, the city staff had what was described to me as a productive meeting with Mr. Kimbrell on Monday, and I know there was I think that ultimately everybody wants to find as the mayor said, a harmonious resolution to this.
Of course.
And I believe that those options in addition alternate locations in addition to offer to what presented was a lease a rental excuse me a park rental agreement that was given to Mr. Kimbrell to go back to the Foods Not Bombs group and get their input on that. So I guess what I would say is that the conversations continue with the hope that and the expectation that again using the mayor's words that a harmonious resolution to this sort of in the short term. And then, as far as a broader discussion, I think that's, I'm sure that would be on the table as far as, if you're talking about the hours and whatnot and locations for this activity.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, temporary while the ordinance is what it is, and we don't have some kind of an agreement, would be the City Hall PPD. Interim would be having an agreement of some sort, and maybe that's the permanent solution anyway, where you'd have, like you say, maybe a rental agreement or whatever, some kind of paper that authorizes the use on these nights. And then, long-term, the conversation is, well, what should be the rule at that particular space or any other space? And, that's a much longer conversation. So good to hear that that's ongoing. The graffiti bridge strike was huge news this week. I mean, it's always, I have long said, and you as a Pensacolian can tell me that I'm wrong or maybe I'm on target, but I have long said that though we very much want to fix it, we also very much don't want to fix it. I mean, the citizens, like, we would miss the ability to make fun of and complain. But as a city, we know that having, lots of people destroy their vehicles driving into a railroad bridge is not good for anybody. I do think we'd miss it if it were gone, if it were not happening anymore. But what is the plan right now? The mayor in the press conference on Monday had indicated that maybe in February there was going to actually start to be some kind of work be done on a warning system.
That's my understanding. Well, first quarter is that warning system, that early warning system would be progressing forward. I think there was, this has been kind of a long, my understanding, it's been kind of a long wind up to get there, again, because of all the different parties that are involved. If you think about, you know, you have CSX there, you've got FDOT, you've got the city. And
for people not to forget, but we also have a lot of big boats. I mean, a lot of people using, you know, one of the challenges is, though you don't want them going under the bridge, you do want them being able to access the parking lot and put their boats in the water on the trailer. And that's a problem too. It's a concern anyway.
That's right. That's right. So, but you know, to your point though, as far as the that early warning system, you know, my understanding again is that that is progressing forward and into that early next year.
Okay, very good. You guys have some other stuff coming up, like a food drive you maybe just finished. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. You know, obviously with the, you know, around the holiday, prior to the holidays and with the, at the time the government shut down, you know, which was putting a burden on some of the local food pantries. I mean, it was pretty well publicized. So the mayor's direction, we instituted a kind of a supplementary. The city already does a food drive every year for Mana, but we instituted a supplementary drive at City Hall and a couple other city locations, and not only for our own staff to participate, but then we, you know, welcome the public in. And we kind of wrapped that up, and they came and picked up the food and gave us a report that the city employees and others helped donate 430 pounds of donated food to Mana to help for restore their shelves, restock their shelves.
I'm personally a big believer in Mana. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, DD does a great job over there. Lots of good folks involved in that process. I also do want to mention, if you'll allow me, we've got the airport 5K run, the runway 5K at the Pensacola International Airport, and that's happening this Saturday, and that's the 13th annual. And that so as the mayor said, if you want to come and run on the runway and not get arrested, this is the one day that you can out of the year that you can do that. I'm going to be out there. Actually, I'm going to try to do my best to actually finish a 5K. It's been a little while since my running days, but it does. It benefits USO of Northwest Florida, which supports, of course, our military and their families. Anybody's interested in registering, just go to runway5k.com.
Well, you know, as I often say, you know, I love running as long as other people are doing it. So that's it's wonderful for you if you enjoy it.
Or if you're being chased, right?
Yeah, well, you know, even then, I'm not a fan. I mean, it's a necessity. It's not an enjoyable. My own personal take is, you know, I've just never seen somebody running and smiling, and that tells me everything I need to know. But, you know, wonderful if people say they love it. That's fine. David Stafford. Oh, I did want to ask just one last quick thing. You know, you said you went around to all the departments and you met a lot of people, which I'm sure was, you know, a huge learning curve for taking on your job. But what was your impression? You know, tell people what their city is like, what their staff is like, what the people who, you know, run the stuff is like.
Oh, I mean, incredible. You know, I even though I was, you know, in local government, obviously for 20 years, and yeah, fairly narrow focus, right, of the elections piece. But you know, you get the broader aspect. But I mean, just the breadth of what goes on in the city. You know, you've got a port, you've got a deep water port, you've got an airport, an international airport. You've got a gas utility, and then all of the rest, you know, police, fire, and just all of the wonderful assets. I tell you, you've got a dedicated group of employees that come to work every day doing their best for the citizens of the city of Pensacola. As you know, you've got a dynamic mayor who's got a good vision for where, you know, where he sees Pensacola. You've got the Strive to Thrive 2035 plan. Strategic plan being implemented. Again, great leadership in the departments, and so I would just say that the city of Pensacola, their citizens have a lot to be proud of. They've got a good dedicated workforce under good leadership that go to work every day to do their best to serve the citizens.
Outstanding. Well, it's good to hear. And I mean, I know it to be true. That's one of the things that whatever criticisms I might have for the electeds, generally speaking, my experience with staff at every level, whether it's Milton or Gulf Breeze or Pensacola or Escambia or Santa Rosa, is staff is pretty universally fantastic. You know, you can't say always, but you can say almost always. So David Stafford, he is the city administrator for the city of Pensacola, on the job for a month. And we're talking to him this morning. David, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for taking the job. And I know we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.